I love you, comma, alive girl.
Really high up in the in my dream intercourse scenarios.
My brain has thoughts about you in it, somewhere between 27 and 93 and a half.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 251 of the Baller Lifestyle podcast. We have a lot to get to today, a lot of exciting stuff. You know all the ways to get a hold of us, email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com, all that. Like our Facebook page, leave us a voicemail, review the show on iTunes, please, even if you're one of those Android monsters, and our Patreon page, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle, and join our subreddit. I noticed our subreddit had 25 followers now, which seems pretty light. I know a lot of you are Reddit people out there, and you probably don't want to join because you don't want people to look at your profile and see all the women's feet pages you follow. But we'll all just agree not to do that. Or maybe I'm sure you can hide it. I don't know. But go to our subreddit, TBLS_podcast, I think is what it is. And then I went there, and then the moderator, who's a nice guy, Mike Vick did nothing wrong, I believe is his name. He posted every week when the show comes out, he posts like a thread for that show. And then last week he posted the show and he's like, this one was just so-so. And I was like, oh, like you really, one, I thought it was a pretty good show. B, it's weird how you focus in on if anyone says anything negative, and I don't know if it's just my psyche or my childhood or what, but I've heard other people say the same thing. There's the one like sort of everything can be positive, and then you see one sort of like not glowing thing, and it's all you can think about. So fuck you, Mike Vick did nothing wrong. No, just kidding. He's a nice guy, and he hosts and takes care of our subreddit. So go there, the baller, or TBLS_podcast, and go and defend episode 250, Dick Robots, which I thought was a very good show. Join me now, as always. He's always very good. His name is Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I remember I got pulled into some conversation on Twitter about that subreddit, and it was like, yeah, for some reason, Ed hates it. It's just beyond me. I don't understand Reddit, and I know you've sent me over the link like five times. Yeah. I can't find it.
Yeah.
I can't find it. I have nothing against it. Anybody who wants to, you know, participate in the show in some way, great. But
your relationship with Reddit would be like my grandmother's relationship with Twitter. Like it's just not like it's a non-starter. Like it's just not something you're going to get or be into, right?
Yeah, I've occasionally been sent a link of like something funny that appeared on Reddit.
It all
like,
starts there.
Yeah.
And what's her name's husband started it? Serena Williams.
Oh yeah, right. I saw some. I watched some of an HBO special about her or something.
Yeah.
And that guy was creeping me the fuck out.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he just. They were trying to show that he was a supportive husband. This was when she was trying to come back. What, she had blood clots or something?
I don't know. She had a baby. Yeah, she had complications from after she had a baby.
Yeah, and she like came back in a really quick amount of time.
Yeah.
And like they wanted to establish that he was a supportive husband, which, great, we all should be. However, it was like him just sitting in the distance while they're interviewing, and like, you just see him kind of like lurking. I don't know. He creeped me out.
Yeah. Well, he's he doesn't seem like enough man for her. She seems like she would need a lot of man.
Yeah.
Like length and girth and muscles, all the above. It's if you guys hear in the background here in the studio, and there's nothing I can do about this. I'm gonna have to start building an ark here pretty soon because it has been raining nonstop for days, multiple days.
Isn't this a good thing?
No. You know, my rule on this, right? It's okay. Like, I get that we need rain. Just do it at night. Just do have schedule all the rain from like.
I mean, there's a lot to like about California, but the fact that they just deplete rainwater, like they have to take their water from somewhere else because they just don't have enough water.
We don't get enough, but the snow.
It's a fucking problem.
We need a snowpack.
Oh, your golf courses need like 4 billion gallons of water every day.
That's true. But the way we get our water is from the snowpack, and that comes from 500 miles north of where I am. So if it wants to rain and snow up there, then it should do that. Where I am down here, we don't need any of this rain bullshit. It's enough already. We have sprinklers for this to water the lawns and the golf courses. Also, Ed, I'm not sure if you noticed this. I'm not sure if Fancy Sauce, when she joins us later, is going to have any details on this. But RIP, Queen of the Stage, Carol Channing.
Oh, yeah. There was one that I thought she might not have made it out of the 80s.
Yeah. How fucking old was this lady? She was 97, which is a good long run, so.
Yeah, I mean, that one kind of makes sense because I guess 35 years ago, I probably thought she was in her 60s.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, like when she was on the Love Boat and shit.
Yeah, like I'm just saying, as a little kid, she probably looked like somebody in her 60s. Whereas, like, Robin Leach looked like he was in his 60s in that era, and he wasn't. Like, those are the people that confused me. But Carol Channing, right. I didn't know she existed. But like, I thought maybe she'd drown off the Love Boat itself in one episode.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah, I was file her under the people that you didn't realize were still alive. But so RIP Carol Channing, even though we all thought you died 25 years ago. What do you got, buddy?
I got nothing. I'm back to just coaching two different teams in basketball. It's my life. It's just
brutal.
You know,
brutal.
Dry month. Like January is a pretty rough month for me.
Yeah, I was going dry, and then I'm not now. But I'm like not like drinking. But my Chargers, RIP. Speaking of RIP,
yeah.
My Chargers had a couple playoff games. And some buddies.
Well, that Ravens game was fun, at least.
Yeah, some buddies, some friends of the friend of the show, Travis Rogers, was like, "Hey, let's get a couple beers for the game." And so I did that, you know. So I'm like, I'm not like dry, but I'm not like drinking just to drink.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned that like I'm not making hard rules, but the thing I can deal without drinking. I mean, I like drinking, but I can deal without it. But like, I'm trying to be like a little extra healthy in what I'm eating just for a little while to reset after Christmas cookies and all that bullshit. And I got to tell you, that's the thing that bores me to death.
So
like just eating healthy is fucking boring.
Yeah.
I just want like, I went to the movies and I just wanted a tub of popcorn. And I was like, you know what? That shit is like, if you just had like plain popcorn, not made at the movie theater, that would not be so unhealthy, but the shit in the movie theaters that's so delicious and smells good, it's awful for you.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I know, but like that's the type of shit. I'm just bored.
I had some movie theater popcorn gives me the worst stomach ache for some reason. Like
fucks with me too, but still love it. When you walk in and smell that,
yeah,
it's tough to resist.
And and now it's really tempting because I used to smuggle beers to the movie theater and now they sell beer at the movie theater and it's like So it's like, oh, I'm not going to smuggle beers this time because I'm just not going to drink. And then I'm like getting my kid something and I'm getting some popcorn for fancy sauce.
Yeah, you see a beer sitting there.
Yeah, and I look over and the guy's pouring draft IPAs 3 feet from me. And I'm like, well, how am I not going to get one of those? Like all these other people are having a treat. How am I not going to get one of those? I saw Vice this weekend. Have you seen Vice?
You know, I wasn't going to see it. Then I heard an interview with McKay and I was like, you know what? I do love Christian Bale, even though he seems like a weirdo in real life. Like, he's a good fucking actor.
Yeah.
But I should I?
Well, so here's what I will say. It's not perfect. I definitely enjoyed it. I enjoyed it much more than I thought I was going to. 10 seconds into the movie, I'm like, give this guy every single fucking award because he is Dick Cheney and it's crazy. They could,
yeah, I mean, just in the previews, it seems like
it's incredible. It's a stunning performance.
Talk out of the side of his mouth and everything.
He does it. He it becomes him completely. He's completely him. Who else is in it? Steve Carell, very good. Like everyone's really good. It's pretty long, by 2.5 hours, or it's 2.5 hours long. They could have done with some editing. Like if they knocked like 35 minutes off that movie, I don't think you really would have missed anything.
That is kinda the case with so many movies.
I know.
As much as I liked the Bradley Cooper movie, it's a lot of just singing. Like
that one
just
was long too.
You can just do a verse of the song in the concert and move on.
Yeah, we
there
get
a lot
it.
Of movies. The directors, they just love every shot.
Yeah, and especially when the actor's directing it. Yeah, Bradley Cooper, like, we get it. You're on pills.
Oh, I did just think of something I want to talk about. You mentioned this like a month ago. I finally watched Buster Scruggs, the Coen Brothers Netflix thing, the vignettes.
Yes.
That was awesome. They're so good.
Now, I don't understand how these awards things work because that was released theatrically. Like they put them in. So like the Oscar nominations are probably coming out soon. And not that this matters.
What category for that thing? I mean, it really should have been a TV show, but I guess some episodes would be like 10 minutes and some would be 35.
Yeah. It is.
But it was cool. Like just very different.
So good. And you're
really entertaining.
You're wrapped because you don't exactly know where things are going, but you're expecting after the first one, you're like, oh, these are all going to take a turn. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one you're thinking, oh, this is just gonna be like goof, like the silly Coen Brothers. Then you had some real dark shit.
Yeah,
it was just all over the place. I liked it.
So good.
I also finally watched Bird Box. I know people hated it. I was into it. I watched it on the treadmill at the gym over a couple days.
Right, sessions.
And I thought it was cool. And people wanted more explanations of things. I didn't need it. I was fine with just watching some weird shit, and that was it.
I'll take your word for it. It doesn't seem like my thing. That said, I would really like – I would put Sandra Bullock really high up in my dream intercourse scenarios.
Would.
Yes.
I liked Bandersnatch, the – Black Mirror.
I need to see that, but it feels like a lot of work.
It's work. It is work.
Yeah, see, I like to work.
I did it. Michelle and the kids went out one time, like between Christmas and New Year's, and I just had some time that it was like late morning before a bowl started, whatever it was, and I just watched it, and it was fun, and I've heard criticism of that, but I just thought it was like, it's just trippy. It's weird like Black Mirror, but it was just something different. Choose your own adventure movie. But it's not like most Netflix I put on and I'm doing other shit while I'm watching it. You got to concentrate because it asks you questions every, few minutes.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. Fancy Sauce forced me and my entire family to watch the Halloween remake.
I saw it in the theater.
The most recent one. And it was really stupid and really bad, but for some reason, now every night when I lock the doors and turn the lights off, I'm certain that Michael Myers is in my downstairs bathroom and he's going to come out and hack me through the forehead.
Like, you know what I have
why
to do?
I don't watch those kind of movies?
For horror movies, I have to watch them during the day.
Yeah.
I can't. if I had to walk home from the movie, because I don't drive to the theater, I walk some like 4 blocks away.
You'll get murdered.
I cannot walk home after a horror movie at night.
No, you get murdered.
I have to walk through a park to get there.
Oh my God, a park? That's where all the murdering happens.
I know. It's right next to my house.
Oh, hard pass.
Yeah. I need daylight when I go see a movie like that.
Totally agree with you there. Can we do a voicemail?
Oh, there's is he back?
A fan favorite's reached out, and I think he only left one voicemail. Now, it appears to be the max length allotted for a voicemail. What's that?
Need to speed it up?
I don't know if I can do – I don't know if the way I have it opened I can speed it up. We'll see. But
if it's max length, we might need to interject.
Of course. I assume everybody knows who I'm talking about, right?
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than
Ish. Yeah, it's our good friend Manuel has reached out. We haven't heard from him in a while. I feel like it's because the listeners were being very mean to him. He leaves a lot of very lengthy voicemails, but we like him. Let's see what our good friend Manuel has to say this week.
Big bowl of shot caller, make you holler, get your dollars, microphone pimping, podcast is up in the gossa, it seems.
All right.
What up, fellas? So I almost felt like it was a direct bat signal from one big bride Bex talking to your boy Manuel from Garvina when he said something's got to get back into the rotation of the voicemails. Here I am.
It's kind of my fault.
Okay. Upon listening to this, got one for you. Well, guys, I guess you could say that Mean Gene and Super Dave are got the spirit of 76, huh?
Yeah!
Okay.
But anyhow, R.I.P. Mean Gene.
Oh, I think that was a little
Super Dave,
CSI?
I really love those guys.
No,
great energy.
What's the one with David?
Caruso.
It's not. Oh, yeah, CSI. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good job.
Figures from my childhood. Now, but I also have to tell you, man, Easy Edward, shake yourself, brother.
Oh,
I heard you saying that you weren't a fan of Keith Jackson and the Whoa Nelly.
Come on. Whoa Nelly!
American as apple pie.
No, Brusca!
And ice cream. But anyhow, speaking of
change. I love college football, but I never dug it. And you know what? As much as I liked Dick Enberg, I hated Oh My. I don't like the catchphrase thing. I don't like it at all.
Does our guy, noted fuck machine Vern Lundquist, does he have any? What's his catchphrase? He's got one.
My gracious? Does he? My gracious. I think he does something like that.
Yeah.
I love Gary Thorne. He's the Orioles play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
He's a great
timber guy. Yeah,
great. But wait, his home run call. I don't like the go-to calls. It's not that I had an overall problem with Keith Jackson. Just the Whoa Nelly I didn't like.
How about when they do the home run derby the day before the All-Star game and they bring in
Berman.
And
he goes like this. Whole package I'm opposed to.
He goes like this.
And then it'll be like the home run derby will be in Chicago, and it'll be like to the Sears Tower. He'll pick
that
geographic
one's in Lake
spots,
Michigan.
Even though that would be like a hard foul ball. Yeah. You're like, oh, that one went to Ottawa. Oh, great,
Downers Grove. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna work this into a song lyric from 1963
you guys
for all you kids.
You guys heard of the Eagles?
Yeah. Here's an Eagles reference. And by the way, I have three favorite teams: the Bills, the Niners, and the Raiders.
Is that true? He's got three favorite teams?
He's always crowing about those three.
He is?
I mean, at least when I watched ESPN like 10 years ago, he was.
You would know. Okay, let's Manuel's halfway through. Let's see what let's going here.
I feel there's a lot of movement, man. The coaching carousel really got going today.
Oh, is he talking sports?
Got Freddie Fortune taking over down in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Go figure, huh? Kitchens and a baker. And Kitchens is the fat dude, right?
Does he think this is a sports talk show?
Life is just too funny.
Hey, how about, did you see the clips of that crazy guy the Jets hired? His eyeballs?
Adam Gase.
Yeah, the old Dolphins coach.
Yeah, is that guy okay?
Something's really fucking off with those eyes.
Yeah, was he like on something?
That was so freaky.
Very. That freaked me out.
Yeah, it was like he got bird boxed. He's got like freaky eyes.
Or he was just like so. He's like, are they really fucking hiring me? Do they know? They know I'm not good at this. I'm not cut out for this job. I mean, and the eyes are all wide open.
It looked yayo, but even it looked like he had PCP before the.
Yes,
he was zooted.
Really, really fired up. Okay, let's hope if there's too much more sports here, we're gonna have to cut this off.
Probably my favorite sport. I know it's my favorite sport, and I think it's the greatest game on earth.
Baseball.
So
baseball.
I'm happy to see that they're bringing in these offensive gurus.
Oh, don't care.
Try to get a little bit going.
Don't care. Like that. Do not care.
I think he's talking about football. Right?
Yeah,
he's leaf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But shout out to Drew in L.A., Westlos.
Doing shout outs. Shout out. Do we do that here?
To my biggest fan who's singing the anthem out in New York.
Oh, Brad in New York.
Don't worry. My taint is always here for you to lick,
And,
hey, man, that's about all I got.
Okay.
I'll be back in heavy rotation, man.
Oh, like just...
All right. Pop. Welcome back, buddy.
Greatest rapper on earth. Yep. Ever.
Okay.
You know, I would suggest like a notepad, and when an idea comes to him, like write it down.
Yeah.
Maybe get a little organized.
And then just do that, but then self-edit. Just go, okay.
Right, if you have three pages of notes, be like, this would make a cool 15 seconds.
Three pages?
Well, I'm saying he's got a lot of thoughts. Oh, okay. So if we could just edit it down to 15 seconds.
Like if he's got five ideas, just take the best one.
Right.
Best. And that's air quotes. Best.
Yeah.
And then just do that one. Well, it's good to have Manuel back in the rotation.
It is good.
Yeah.
Now we kicked off 2019.
Yeah, that's for sure. It doesn't start till you hear from Manuel.
I heard somebody the other day still laboring away with 2019. It's 2019.
It's 2019.
You got to get rid of the 2000s.
Well, you didn't say 19. The Dodgers won the World Series in 1988. You said 1988. 1988, 2019. It's the same.
But you know, that first decade, people are like 2006, 2007. It's 2019. We got to move on.
Yeah, no, I agree. 2019. 2019? Get the fuck out of here with that.
Get out of here with
2019. Hi, everyone. It was great to hear you guys back in the regular format. I wanted to share a fun story. A buddy of mine from work lent me a watch that tracks exercise, sleep, etc. I'm not really a watch guy, but decided to try it out.
He's wearing an iWatch, I think.
Might have been, yeah. But you don't loan iWatches.
I don't know. He's talking around it, so I feel like maybe that's what he's talking about.
Could be. I mean, I know a few guys that do rock the Apple Watch, and they're okay with it. They're comfortable.
I one time had a waiter who was excited about it and wanted to talk about it.
Oh no!
We're trying to order our food.
Oh no!
Buddy, guess who isn't excited about it?
No,
the guy who's giving you a tip.
Yeah, exactly. yesterday I was listening to episode 250. Oh, he's hashtag team current. That's good. When tragically, I had to stop short of the end in order to head home for the evening. Yeah. After finishing dinner with my family, I was hanging out on the couch with my 8, 4, and 2-year-old. Well, that's too many too close together.
That's a lot of work.
Many. during the 15th straight episode of Paw Patrol, I decided to mess with this watch. While swiping on the screen, oh yeah, that sounds like an Apple Watch, I found out accidentally that I could control the playlist on my phone. Unfortunately for me, my phone started blaring Pornhub stats from across the room, which then forced me to Carl Lewis my couch and lay out for my phone. In order to change the subject abruptly, I was forced to ask my wife questions about her day. So pretty sure you guys owe me a few drinks. P.S. Should I put this in an iTunes review? Yes! That is from Dave in San Clemente.
That would make a good review. And also, we might have saved your marriage.
100%.
You don't know if your wife was starting to question you because you never ask her about her day. So, congratulations to us.
Totally agree. Good job, us. Okay, that's it. That's it for voicemails and emails. Let's get into the real meat of the show. Let's talk some sports.
Let's talk about a guy nobody wants to see win another game. Tom Brady.
No, fuck Tom Brady.
And he was talking to a guy that nobody needs to see reporting, Jim Gray. Well, in an interview, he said he's able to play into his 40s because his brain is, quote, wired for contact. And former teammate Ted Johnson got real pissed off, and he was like, well, are you saying Junior Seau wasn't wired for contact? And got real pissed off.
Ted Johnson was a linebacker, and I believe he's the co-host of our close friend Sean Pendergast, who reviewed Revenge of the Nerds with us. Continue.
Tom Brady is certainly athletically gifted. That is just that's you know, your luck. And he works hard and he makes smart decisions.
No, he's a maniac.
But all of his bullshit about fitness and these like magic drinks and all that, like he is a guy who's completely full of shit.
Never ate a strawberry. Well, he's easily influenced is the thing. He's got people around.
He works hard at being a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you can't read defenses. And athletically, he's just been lucky that he hasn't had injuries. The fact that he's attributing to, like, he's just a little too smart to get hit that way.
Yeah. Fuck off. What he's not giving credit to is the fucking Svengali that's made him a 7th-round draft pick effective. And that's Bill Belichick. Like, that's the guy. That's the fact that they're able to fucking run different guys in and out all around Brady all the time and still be – they've gone to their 8th consecutive AFC championship.
I mean, some of it is Brady, but it's that coach.
Yeah, there's a guy that's got shit figured out, and it's – I mean, as much credit as Belichick gets, it's not enough. The guy's incredible what he's done.
And remember that year that Brady blew out his knee in game one? They still went like 10-6 with some Matt Cassel?
Yeah. I think they were like 12-4 or 11-5. They had a good season that year.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, no, fuck Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady. And fuck Jim Gray.
This week you may have heard the Clemson Tigers, national champions, who just taped Alabama in the national championship game.
That was kind of nice.
That was nice, although Dabo is a real fucking goober.
He's a professional. His professional name is – he goes to work and he's like, I need everybody to call me Dabo, which is short for Dat Boy.
Oh, no. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, no.
His name's David or something, but it's Dabo, Dat Boy, Dabo.
And he went to Bama.
Yeah, he went to Bama, and I'm just happy that Clemson was able to achieve such a heavy victory with the first ever trans quarterback. Taylor something.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
For some reason, even though every other sports team, a champion, has to wait like months, they ushered him right to the White House. Is that because
no one else will go?
Well, Dabo's a big Trump guy.
Oh, right. Well, he's Southern.
A big Trump, anti-Kaepernick. you know, he's a type.
Yeah.
Well, they went right to the White House, but because of the government shutdown, the regular staff wasn't there to whip up some like really
good food. Is that true? That's bullshit. That's not true.
Well, that's the excuse.
Somebody's got to make Trump his fucking fried chicken and well done steaks. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Okay, go on.
Well, maybe just for anyway.
Yeah.
So they were treated to some tepid fast food on fancy trays.
Yeah.
And people lost it. Yeah. And I love the tribalism to the point where people were defending it. I mean, yeah. If anybody did this, just like I made fun of Obama for trying to bowl to seem relatable, and he bowled a 37.
Oh, that's like, pretty bad.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, like my kids could do a bowl at 37.
Yeah, 37.
But like, and then they were trying to insist that this is the favorite meal. Yeah. They're college kids. That's what they can afford.
Yeah.
But like, you're supposed to treat them to something else. So I saw Michael Strahan's like, all right, I'll buy y'all lobster.
Yeah.
But and Trump, like, they made a point of like saying that he paid for it several times.
He doesn't pay for shit. I don't know. Like, I'm.
They can't serve it hot because it wasn't under warming trays.
No.
Just for the photo op. Yeah. What's the timing of getting those burgers?
That's a problem with fast food is it's can be really good if you eat it within like 30 seconds of it being handed to you. And if it sits for 90 seconds, it's disgusting.
Yeah, those warming things, they can handle like 8 burgers at these restaurants.
Yeah, but I'm not one of these people that's going to blame Trump. Like, Trump is a dipshit, obviously, but you know, somebody took a swing. They're like, hey, what if we got fast food? Like, it'd be a good photo op. It could be funny, you know.
But they thought it was good PR to say.
Right.
I mean, the whole team was like, hey, say you bought it, and then the number went from like 300 burgers to 1,000, which means every – and he said it was eaten within an hour, which means every guy there ate 7 burgers in an hour.
Well, I saw the linemen were like pocketing shit. I'll be honest. It's really like I'm going to need to eat some fast food soon because I never eat it. And then I see like all these pictures, like all these boxes of Big Macs and shit. And I'm like, I want to eat some of that. I don't know why. I want it. It's made me want to eat, like go get a fillet of fish. I would never get a fillet of fish.
How about that? I've never eaten a fillet of fish, nor will I ever.
Yeah, I might get one.
How about that stack of salads?
No, now that's just stupid. That's so dumb.
Like, Who wants to treat yourself to some E. coli?
I saw there was something in like a rectangular box from Wendy's. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. I saw they poured the fries into these like presidential cups. It was real sad with like the candelabra there.
But it was McDonald's fries, right? Like it wasn't – they didn't try to fuck with it.
It didn't look – it looked like thicker fries than McDonald's. Oh, so it might – I don't know what Wendy's looks like, but maybe it was that.
Wow. Well, Wendy's is – Wendy's is disgusting.
Couldn't they have gone to the Trump Hotel and gotten that staff or somebody to whip up? Like,
of course they could have, but they went for like somebody had an idea. What if we did this and we could lie and say that Trump paid for it? And they went for it. They had an idea and it's
the idea.
They probably
that
think
be?
It was successful.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Yeah. But it's all it's done is make me want to go get a Big Mac. I want one.
Well,
or a quarter.
So
pounder.
Then it worked. It worked for you.
Or you know what I get at McDonald's? And I haven't been to McDonald's in at least a couple years. But if I do go, I get the 2 cheeseburger meal. 2 cheeseburgers, fries.
I'm not trying to shame people for eating that. For me, that food makes me feel like shit.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel like shit too.
But I enjoy – I had it in December. I had some Popeyes. I fucking love Popeyes fried chicken.
I don't –
So I'm not judging that like – oh, I only eat the finest meals. It's just I can't eat a fucking McDonald's or Wendy's. It makes me feel awful.
Yeah, it gives me a side ache, but I haven't had it in so long. It's kind of like something I would go for. I don't have Popeyes around me.
It's good.
Way better. I would eat that. Yeah, I've heard many people say that it's good. Okay, what else?
All right, Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer. Somebody gave him some snarky tweet.
He went to UCLA.
And then he spent the next 2 days harassing some girl in college. just responding to all of her tweets and harassing her. And then he had to give this sad apology where he like sort of somebody at the team's PR is like, you need to say this now kind of apology.
Yeah.
But he's crazy.
Yeah, he's an insane person. 2 days
harassing a 20-year-old girl.
He didn't miss a playoff game, but he had to pitch in a playoff game with a lacerated finger from fucking with his drone.
Oh, no.
What happened? You're in the playoffs. Your finger's all fucked up. You cut, like, part of it off. What happened? Oh, I was in the garage working on my drone. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
He must be cool to hang out with.
I mean, I would say that his hobby isn't quite as dangerous as Roy Halladay's post-career hobby, but still.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't fuck with drones.
Like, or small planes. I mean,
either.
Stay away from small. Anything with like little blades is probably a bad idea.
Agreed.
Joe Paterno's son, Jay Paterno, wrote an op-ed in the Arab News, which is a newspaper funded by the Saudi royal family, to let everyone know the Saudi monarchy is a good thing for the people of Saudi Arabia.
Well, who's like, I wonder what Jay Paterno thinks about this.
Yeah, I read the same paragraph like three times. He's a self-professed consultant on politics, leadership, crisis communications, and public relations. Crisis communications? I wouldn't say the Paterno family is good.
Well, also,
pretty sure there was a big crisis they ignored.
But also in PR, the crisis communications guy doesn't write the article. You go find an expert to write the article for your client. Like you don't do that part.
Well, notice the gray lady isn't calling for Jay Paterno.
Like Arab News,
funded by the family he's defending. What is that?
That's so weird. And
what does he? I mean, I guess he must have some skin in the game. Like, the Paternos are into Saudi real estate? Like, what? Why would you be doing this?
I know. It's great. It's like, hey, what's this whole two-state solution? Like, I don't – like, I've heard people talk about it, but what's Bobby Bowden Jr. say about it? Like, I'm reserving judgment. Bowden? Yeah, what's Tommy Bowden?
What's Terry Bowden, the tater tot? What's he up to? He got fired from Akron. Maybe he has thoughts. All right, let's take it out of sports. Let's go to a state that provides a lot of news. I'm talking about Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
There was a middle school substitute. He was arrested for masturbating under his desk while the class was in session. Now, if you look at the picture of this guy, you understand that probably he's not getting a lot of offers.
Yeah.
Got a lot of neck. But I do ask this question a lot. What's the end game?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to stand up at some point. So even if you have success, it's going to be hard to navigate the middle school class.
Say you're like super horned. Whoa, man. He's got one of those real long heads. He looks like he got pulled out with the forceps.
I know. He could be the same upside down as he is right side up. Like, he looks kind of...
Yeah, egghead.
It's not a thing. Something odd.
The he ears looks are right in the middle.
Crazy villain. Like, something's not working.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a Mr. Potato Head. Not good.
So I could see he's, you know, his brain's a little scrambled, probably.
Yeah, he's not all there. No, here's the thing. Like, I get it. We all get in that mode where, you know, we're just horned up. Like, you got it. It builds up, you know? It's like I tell certain people in my life, that shit builds up in there and it starts down low. And it's, if it doesn't get released, drained, if you will, it starts to back up and eventually it backs up in your brain and affects your decision making.
Okay. So, but he's giving off a, I live alone vibe.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So just like, hey, I'm a substitute. I got the call. Oh, hey, Principal Johnson. Oh, yeah. You need me in room 4 down at Central High in 45 minutes? Yeah, I'll be there. No problem. And then you know that you're backed up. You just crank one out real quick. You hop in the shower, take care of your business. You take the insanity away. You clear the mind and the body. And then if you're one of these guys that really needs it, that should get you through till the next, you know, till the next day, or, you know, at least through a whole school day. Like, they get out at 3 o'clock. You're probably good till then. I don't understand why you got
to
jerk it in class.
It's not like he has to make it to 5. He's got to make it till 3.
Yeah, it's not a full day. Also, how fucking old is this guy? He's claiming to be 41. I guess. Now. 41? Tracy Abraham.
Yeah. This guy Tracy is he's not looking well.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the ticker. Look, it seems like John Wetland's part of that club.
Saw that.
Ooh.
Saw that. Very good closer.
Couldn't save himself here.
Yeah. Do we know if
under 14 year old, whatever he's up to.
Do we know if it's not that this matters?
No, but we don't. I haven't seen anything that tells you exactly what kind of sub 14 year old.
Well, let's hope it's not true.
He was the guy who had the real sweaty hat. He had that, like, the sweat stained hat.
Yeah,
all season.
He would wear the same. Yeah, he wouldn't get a new hat.
He was like intentionally gross.
Yeah, Eric Gagne, my guy, he would do that too. He would have the gross hat. I think that was like a thing back
closers
then.
Closers like all had to go for their little look.
Yeah, like everyone.
Mariano Rivera went for like, I'm really ugly.
Yes. Well, he was a skeleton.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm 70 years old out here. What do you think about that? How fucking old is this guy, Mariano Rivera?
Every 3 seconds.
Only had that one pitch.
Yeah, well, it was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's been an effective pitch.
Here's a heartwarming story. There was a woman in the in Arizona in the Hacienda Healthcare. Unfortunately, she was in the middle of a 14-year coma when she gave birth.
Heard about this. This is like a Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Scenario.
Yep.
Very, very disturbing. I mean, I don't think it
was it the Pussy Wagon?
Pussy Wagon. Yep. Yeah. I don't think it'll be too difficult to find out who the father was.
Yeah, I saw the head of the place had to resign, but that's just because I doubt it was him as much as he wasn't, you know, he's captaining this terrible
shit. He was in charge. And you can't have people raping the comatose.
Yeah, it's not good. That happened to, it was like a famous, I read about this. There was a famous actress in like, you know, the early like silent film era, Frances Farmer.
Mary Pickford.
Well, Mary Pickford was the biggest, but this chick, Frances Farmer, and she eventually got lobotomized. Remember, they used to just like fucking cut out half your brain.
Yeah, they stick something in there and fucking garble it up in the front, the frontal lobe.
She was like, you know, essentially a zombie, and people were charging admission and taking shots at, because she was like a famous actress. So it'd be like if Jennifer Lawrence all of a sudden was lobotomized, and then like there were still plenty of people like, yeah, I'd like to take a shot at that actress.
Oh my fucking God. Imagine the kind of depravity.
Yeah, real bad.
That gives me the chills. Disgusting.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Let's take it to the Pacific Northwest. Washington State Department of Transportation was forced to install mile marker 68.9 after thieves kept stealing the 69 sign.
So good.
So good.
So good. Also, do we still
like,
need
– like they must have done it like 5 times. Somebody's like, you know what? I'm going to take that one too.
Do we need these signs? Because I'm always like, you're driving down the highway and it's like mile 114. And you're like, from where?
When I would say this, I used to use it as a kid.
Me too.
And I use it with my kids when they're like, when are we going to be there? Oh, and I'll be like, all right, we got to get to mile 109. Yeah. So you just stare at that. Look at numbers for a while.
Just keep counting those fucking numbers.
Yeah.
And play the old,
yeah, alphabet pick. You see if you can find, you know, get through the alphabet
license plate game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My kids have cell phones, but they're on their mother's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Sprint.
Oh.
So, a lot of times they'll, I'll notice that like suddenly they're bugging me. We just had a road trip not that long ago. And I'm like, wait, why? Or they're like, start fighting and fucking with each other in the back seat. And I'm like, what? What are you guys doing? Like, get on your phones. And they're like, we don't have any service.
They essentially have internet. Burners.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, fuck, goddamn Sprint.
All right. Let's mix it up a little bit. Next headline. Washington State Department of Transportation forced to install mile marker 419.9 after thieves keep stealing 420 signs.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet too.
Two
yeah.
separate articles this week.
Right. Same road, same state. Yeah.
They love the yeah. 69 and 420.
Jack that 420 sign. Like, but I feel like we've done that story before. I think that's happened in another state.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you looked at an issue of High Times at some point in your life, like in high school, oh, yeah. there's not a lot of change to the culture and what excites the stoner culture.
It's the no. same.
People get real excited about 420.
Speaking of that, have you watched on Netflix Murder Mountain?
No, is it good?
It's pretty good. I'm only two episodes in, but it's
Murder Mountain?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
It's like a documentary about Humboldt County in Northern California where they grow all the weed.
Ooh.
And how it is just fucking like there's an area where cops just won't go. They're like, oh, so people are like, I guess they have like more missing people up there than anywhere else in the country. And people report their family members missing because they go up. And I think a lot of these people are just people that drop out of society anyway. People go up to work seasonally to trim the weed. You know, they harvest the weed and then people got to trim it. So it's, you know, like get rid of all the leaves and the stems and shit. So it looks like buds. And so people will go up there and do that seasonally because you get paid. It's like piecework, you know, you can make some good money. They said
right.
you make like $150 a pound. And they said that, you know, if somebody's good, they can do a couple of pounds a day. That's fucking good money for some smelly hippie with dreads. And this is, let's be honest, this is off the books. This is tax-free money. But there's like an area up there that's so fucking wild that the cops won't even go to it. And they have – it's like Mad Max where they have like their own security and it's like 16-year-old kids riding ATVs with shotguns strapped to their back. It's fucking crazy and it's real and it's right now.
What kind of maniac would want to shoot a documentary there?
I know. It's pretty like, nuts.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Murder Mountain. I'm only through two episodes so far. Okay.
An 18-wheeler spilled cases of chicken tenders on an Alabama highway, and people went crazy and blocked traffic so they could gobble up the free food.
Yeah.
And the Alabama like crisis center had to say, "Hey, this chicken has been sitting on a road for over 24 hours. You should not be eating it." But that yeah. didn't really just.
Well, it's frozen, you know.
I mean, it's chicken tenders, so. It's going to take a lot for them to go bad. Right.
And how, like, your kid gets some chicken tenders. You know, I dare you not to steal a little bite of that while they're going at it. You know, you're at
it tonight. I did tonight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, if your kid's eating some chicken tenders, it's pretty hard not to snatch a little piece off their plate because they're delicious. Because what it is, it's fried chicken, which yeah. is good.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I got a last story. I think this is for the people who are worried about apocalypse scenarios. Well, Costco is now selling a 27-pound tub of mac and cheese that lasts for 20 years, and it's all sold out on like Costco websites and stuff.
Like, do you need that?
20-year-old... Even if it can last, what is that saying about what that product is that you're putting into your body?
Is it like the kind where you boil the noodles yourself, or is it just a microwave? Like you just go in and it's like pouches.
I think it's pouches.
Yeah, or like boxes, and you just go in and just load up a new one every time.
I mean, it looks like you know, when the batting practice bucket.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The ball bucket of balls. It looks like that, but it's mac and cheese in there. It's 180, I think 180 servings of mac and cheese with separate pouches of noodles and cheese sauce.
No.
So that it's the cheese sauce, not even the powder, where you could say, all right, well, you're using fresh milk or dehydrated butter or something. Yeah. Oh, they're talking about that, like, that cheese whiz shit.
Doesn't go bad. Like, if it's food, it goes bad. Food doesn't stay good forever because it's food. It's organic material, and everything, all organic material, eventually decays. But for some reason, a fucking Twinkie doesn't.
Why? 20 fucking years they're saying this stuff.
That's crazy. Well, you know who probably liked this is the what do they call those people? The
what, Kirk Cameron types?
No, the kind doomsday preppers.
Is that what he is? No, he's a
he's end times.
Raptor.
No,
he's a raptor.
Yeah, but he's one of the good ones. He's like, no, look, I'm one of the good ones. You're gonna be left behind. I'm gonna be gone. Me and my family.
He'd be the kind of guy to tell us we need it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you're gonna want this because pretty soon, like, Jesus is coming back and he's gonna rapture me and all my good people. And you bad people, you're gonna have to stay here. So you better get some mac and cheese. Ed, do you I saw this article and it's a glossary of internet dating slang terms. We're really at a tough period in our history.
Oh no. How bad?
So I'm gonna just quiz you on some of these. Do you know what cuffing season is?
Cuffing
season.
I would think that is a digital manipulation kind of thing. Like,
no, it's not a sex act. It's cuffing season is the period between early fall and late winter when everyone starts to shack up with the nearest half decent single person to ward off loneliness and cold during the cooler months. This is probably something where you live in the Northeast. It's pretty common because it's so cold out. People don't want to go out, so they just get a boyfriend or a girlfriend to hang out with through the winter. That's called cuffing season. Etymology, cuffing, as in handcuffing, because you're chaining yourself to someone else, at least until winter's over. Starbucks just brought back the pumpkin spice latte. It must be cuffing season. What do you think about that? There's another one. Cushioning.
Seems pretty. I mean, how about just dating? Yeah. What? It seems like a weird thing that you need,
like,
to
strategic
label.
Like these kids these days, they everything goes in a category.
So they're emotionally detached. They're just pretending to be in a relationship.
Yeah. Here's another one. Cushioning. You know what that is?
Cushioning. Yeah. That's got to be like a chubby chasing thing, right?
Yeah, like more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah.
That's when she got a lot of ass. What up, Kelly? Yeah. Cushioning. As above, cushioning is the process of staying in contact with one or more romantic prospects as a backup in case things don't go smoothly with your main squeeze. Oh, it's like a side
fall
piece.
Back.
Yeah, fallback. Yeah. The cushions are usually kept on the periphery, e.g. texting rather than full-blown cheating. So you're clear. You're like, wait, no, that's just my friend. But if your main piece falls out, then you start fucking her. And then you're like, now she's more than a friend. I do really like Priya. Oh, how did they come up with that name? What happened to Mary or Jennifer? I do really like Priya, but I'm still texting Cyan just in case. Yeah, I guess I'm cushioning. Okay, here's another one.
Damn. It seems like made up words for the sake of making up the words. Oh. I can appreciate if there's something new that you're. These are just kind of, I don't know. These are just words for the sake of words.
I don't know. Here's another one. Demisexual.
Okay. I'm guessing that this is this is like pansexual. You're into everything.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, it's definitely like some kind of a ranking. Like you definitely, maybe you fuck everybody or you only fuck certain things. A demisexual is a person whose sex drive is tied not to an immediate visual or physical attraction, but to people's personalities once they've gotten to know them.
Oh, the liars.
As a result, yeah. Demisexuals...
Those are the girls that say their first thing they're looking for is a sense of humor. That's what that is.
Well, like, I know he's rich, but I didn't even know that at first.
Yeah. He's really good looking, but I really am in it for his personality.
As a result, demisexuals are poor candidates for one-night stands and casual relationships, which may make them feel a bit alienated in our current dating climate. Demi means half or part, positioning demisexuals between asexuals and people who do typically experience sexual desire. At first, I thought I was asexual, but then I realized I can have sexual desire for people, just not until I really know them. Sounds like you might be demisexual.
Sounds like somebody is waiting for their ED meds to kick in so they can pretend that they're into something.
Yeah. Well, or they're waiting for their test results to come back. Like, hey, yeah. I know I might be into
just
you. I'm not sure.
For the right person.
Right. I'm not sure if I'm into you. The reason is, and it's no big deal, but I'm demisexual at least until Dr. Stevens calls next Thursday. let's see. Emergency fire dooring.
Fire dooring. Okay. Mm-hmm. The door part makes me think we're going rear entry. Fire dooring. I'm going to say dipping your penis in hot sauce and going back door.
What are you, a fucking maniac? That's an assault. Dipping your penis in hot sauce. What is wrong with you?
People are into weird shit.
Did I ever tell you about the one time I was making like salsa or something? I think I was making chili verde, and I was chopping up some.
You scratch your eye? Like,
no, I've done that too, though.
But I've done that. That's awful.
I was chopping up some jalapenos, and then like the doorbell rang or something, so I had to like run to do something real quick. And then while I was doing that, I lost my train of thought and I had to take a piss, and I went and took a piss and I touched my dick.
Oh no.
With my jalapeno fingers, and it was almost as bad as the time that I jerked off with Pert Plus, where my cock was like thick and purple and inflamed for 4 days afterward. That was worse. But the jalapeno sitch that lasted like 8 or 10 hours. Or just my
whole
dick.
Oh, my God.
My dick and balls were burning.
What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, washed it. I washed my hands. I washed my dick, but it didn't help. Okay, fire dooring. This is the dating version of the one-way fire door. On rare occasions, someone will come out of their shell to contact you, but won't respond if you attempt to get in touch. It's a setup that only works in deeply unequal situations. If you're getting fire-doored, you're constantly feeling frustrated and only occasionally satisfied. If this is happening to you, get out and close the door behind you. There are tons of people out there who won't do this to you. Etymology. A fire door is a one-way door. Okay, that was already explained.
Hang on a second. This kind of just seems like a writer making shit up. Do you think anyone's like, hey, dude, you're being fire-doored. Get out of that relationship.
I think this definitely happens. She never responds to my message, but texts me, you up at 1 a.m. What's the deal? Sounds like you're getting fire-doored, bud. I would say that somebody's taking liberties there, because it's always the other way around. There's no chick that's texting you
up. That's why I feel like this is a very writer-y thing. I don't believe this is true.
Here's another one. See if you think this one's true. Freckling.
Freckling?
Yeah,
sure. Freckling. Somebody with a ginge fantasy.
Could be. Let's see. Just as cooler temperatures bring out cuffing season and associated coupling up, Warmer temperatures change people's dating behaviors. If someone only seems interested in you during the warmer months, it might be a case of freckling. Now, I think this one's made up. Maybe they got out of a relationship of sorts during the spring, and now that it's summertime, you're on their hookup roster. Unfortunately, they're not looking for anything serious or permanent. Just like freckles, they'll disappear come fall. Some writer made this one up for sure. It's been 3 weeks since school started, and I haven't heard anything. I think she was just freckling me.
Nope, that's never been said. This is a made-up article.
Well, no, because
where you're reading it, but it's garbage.
A lot of these are real. Friends with benefits, fuck buddies, like gay. Yeah, well, like, we know what gay is. Gender fluid, Ed, you know what that is.
Is there a new term for what gay means now?
I don't think so. I think it's just well, let's see. More flexible on the list. Generally speaking, someone who identifies as gay. Exclusively attracted to or exclusively dates or exclusively has sex with people who are the same gender as themselves. But it's a term that has been reclaimed by many across the spectrum of sexuality. So if you see a queer woman proclaim she's gay despite dating men too, it's not necessarily the contradiction you think it is. Oh, shit. Carol, would you like to grab coffee with me this weekend? Sure, Jim, but as friends, you do know I'm gay, right?
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, this is kind of the thing, you suck one dick kind of thing.
Right, that's true, yes.
Right?
Definitely. I've heard of some people like that, and I don't know anyone personally, but I've heard
of... like gay for the stay kind of thing?
Well, yeah, dudes that are married guys... that I can't, just once in a while, I like to just go out and suck a little dick.
Yeah, that was Willie from Alf.
Yeah, Willie's
doing it for drugs.
Yeah, in Willie's defense, he was doing it for crack, so you could understand. Okay, have you heard of a half night stand?
Half night stand.
Yeah.
This one is you don't even bother to spend the night. You just bang and leave.
The traditional one-night stand involves meeting a sexually attractive stranger and taking them home for a night. Of unattached sex. They leave in the morning and you don't see them again. Well, the half-night stand cuts out the staying over part.
Oh, I got one right.
Leaves straight after the sex is over. I feel like that occurs more than the one-night stand these days. Like,
probably. No, you don't want strangers sleeping in your house.
No, they want to get home to their Netflix. You're already fucked. Like, it's good. A half night stand is 50% of a one night stand. Joe was lazy in bed and wouldn't give me head. So I hate that term, head. So I got out of there as soon as he fell asleep. I guess I've had a half night stand now. Okay, one more, and then we'll get to our pop culture segment. Haunting.
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 That is when you are too scared to break up with someone.
Let's see here.
Haunting, you're too scared of being alone.
Haunting occurs when you think you have finished things with a date that didn't work out, or even a serious relationship. But then you notice signs that your ex is lurking on your social media feeds, e.g. they randomly like old Instagram pics or watch your daily stories. Often the notifications are a deliberate – I lost my place on the page – attempt to remind you that they exist. This is another supernatural dating metaphor, but the meaning is almost the opposite of ghosting. In this case, the offender lingers around rather than disappearing. Guess who watched
everyone.
Yeah, guess who watched my Instagram story today? Of all people, John. He's haunting me, and it's really creepy. It's a haunting.
I would bet that more people have done my definition of fire stick than have used 90% of these terms.
You think so?
Yes. This is the most bullshit article of all time.
I think it's just a younger. We're very detached from the people that are.
Yeah, I get it. I'm old and out of the game, yeah. But a lot of these seem like a lot of work.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I've heard, even though I don't use, you use more modern colloquialisms than I do.
Yeah.
But when somebody says, oh, that's fire, I think it sounds pretty lame, but I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
Whereas this type of shit just sounds real made up and like super extra trying hard to be clever.
Stuff. How about this one? Pie hunting.
Pie hunting?
Yeah. I mean, that seems pretty straightforward.
I hate this term, but isn't this the modern version of muff diving?
Those are both horrible. Those are both horrible terms.
Horrible. I've never used it, but I'm just saying I've heard it.
As you can probably deduce, pie hunting is an unsavory dating phenomenon in which a person, the hunter, deliberately dates pies or heartbroken, vulnerable people with messy dating histories who are perceived to be easier and lower maintenance.
So that's like going to the bars at 11:30 on Valentine's Day, just fishing a barrel. Yes.
A pie is a person with a disastrous dating history, familiar with rejection and heartbreak. It comes from pied off, British slang for being stood up or dumped. Dave only ever dates divorcees. He's a real pie hunter. That's so stupid.
Yeah, these are bad.
Okay. Joining us now, see, I try to fill time while she gets ready to join the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sees that I'm still talking and she never comes and sits down. And so I have to keep filling time until she actually decides. She thinks, oh, he's still talking, so I don't have to be there.
A lot of made up shit.
Yeah, I started reading this article because she got in from her previous engagements a little later than she normally does. So I give her a few minutes to prep.
Because it was raining so hard.
Yes, it is. Joining us now, by the way, in case you're not familiar with the show, is our very own, the one and only, the pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kate.
She's busy doing other things, and so I'm trying to fill time. But she sees me talking, and she's like, oh, I have time because he's still talking. But it's not like I can stop, because I don't want to make a big edit in the middle of the show where I stop and wait for her to join us. So I try to keep going.
I'm a multitasker.
Plus, people want to know about pie hunting. Did you know? Have you heard of any of those terms? Kate, you're pretty up.
I only heard haunting and pie hunting. What were the others?
Half.
Fire dooring.
Have you heard about fire dooring?
No. What is that?
I can't half remember. You have to listen to the show. And have you heard of a half night stand? Is that what it was called?
It was just a one night stand, but.
But I can imagine. Sleep, you don't spend the night.
You leave before sleeping over.
Yeah. Okay, Kate. Very nice to have you on the show.
It's raining so hard I almost didn't make it home.
You are the pop culture correspondent of the show.
Thoughts and prayers with you people on the West Coast.
It is awful, Ed. You have no idea.
It's raining. Sheets of rain outside. Yeah,
it's raining. Giant droplets are falling from
Couldn't
the sky.
See.
And they
everyone's
never,
driving 30 miles on the
they
freeway.
They never stop. The freeway is a fucking nightmare.
We have no drainage. It's a huge puddle.
I don't have a parking spot close enough to my residence, so I have to walk through the rain. And
Poor Brian.
Oh my God.
Today was trash day and the cans are still out there and I haven't brought them in because I don't want to go out in the rain.
I saw that.
I'm waiting for a break in the weather so I can race out there and get the cans. Might have to wait till tomorrow.
Hey, you don't want to risk it. You should wait.
Do you know what that is?
So you know it's dry out there.
That's a can conundrum.
We haven't got a can conundrum recently.
Yeah, I can't decide. This can conundrum for you, baby.
Woo!
Yeah, baby.
Send us more canned conundrums, Pete Shalitsky.
All right, I got a lot of stories
to
get through.
Also, somebody sent me, I think Dolomite, our close friend Dolomite, he tweeted me a, who's allowed comer?
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I didn't, I didn't note it, and I've forgotten, and it's too far back, and so I don't know.
Sorry, Dolomite.
You guys got to email stuff. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Yep. Kate, what is happening in the world of pop culture? What's happening in fancy pop?
Do I start?
Start by letting the song play. It's Takashi 69.
Charles Lowe's and the Beat. It's Korean or fine. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read. Cause it's all I need.
These are the chills. Hold on, he does a little style at the end. Okay, Kate, what has happened in the world of pop culture?
Oh, where do I start?
I don't know.
This
There's
isn't
so
really
much
a
happening.
Story.
There's
this
so
is more
happening.
Of an update. Yeah. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth,
married.
Australian. Married. Yeah, got undercover married.
Yeah, good for them.
She had a really good interview with Stern right before
I heard
Christmas.
That. Yeah.
But it's just annoying. Like, I mean, not that she owes anybody anything, but she's like, yeah, I don't know where our relationship is going. And then like 2 days later, it's like, oh, they just got married that weekend.
Because then you wonder how much else of that interview was kind of like nonsense.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's all it does for me.
She doesn't need to alert the paparazzi or whatever, even though I'm sure she had an exclusive with People or one of these things. But it's just like,
you don't have to make it.
I go through the whole thing, be like, yeah, I just don't want to discuss where we're at.
Exactly.
That's better.
You don't have to make up a stupid story.
Also,
to throw us off the scent.
25.
But it was a good. It was a good interview. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Too young to get married.
Yeah.
What else, Kate?
Well, speaking of young, while we're on that topic, I read this whole blog yesterday about older men hooking up with underage girls. You know, we have talked about
what do you
this
mean, underage.
Well, like under the legal.
So pedophilia.
Well, like under 18.
Yeah.
Like men that are dating girls under 18.
Yeah, that's a pedophile.
Oh,
you mean like Jerry Seinfeld?
Exactly.
When he was on Seinfeld.
Exactly, and they gave like you know, numerous examples through
Kelly.
The years.
Because R. Kelly's big in the news right now.
Yeah, like Brandy was 16 when she started dating 21-year-old Boys to Men member Wayne Morris.
ABC, BBD, BBD, the East Coast
Yeah,
family.
Even like Paul Walker, Fast and the Furious fame, RIP. He was 28.
Oh,
he was
right.
dating a 16-year-old.
That one doesn't count.
It gives so many.
Because Paul Walker was.
He died?
Yeah, he died.
Well, you're saying it doesn't count. Why does it count?
Yeah. Well, because he was probably emotionally like 16 and a half.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, he didn't seem like the most.
Anyway,
developed.
It gives numerous examples, but it ends with it says yesterday, 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame. Innocently revealed that rapper Drake, 31, has been with her for the last year giving her advice about boys.
Yeah,
they
grooming
are friends.
Her.
Yes, she says. He texts her, "I miss you." This is the same Drake who has more than once skated around that just friends until she turns 18 line.
Aubrey.
Most recently with 18-year-old model Bella Harris. And it's not friendship. This is grooming.
100%.
And people like this that are famous will not stop. Because he's a man and he's a big star, unless, you know, the public starts making people care.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Hey,
that's
good
my
point.
Rant for the day.
Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for Drake. He's up to some shit.
Yeah.
There was like a British guy, like 19th century, or no, 18th century British guy. I remember listening to a podcast about this, and he groomed two girls from like an orphanage when they were eight or something.
Yeah.
And then when they got old enough, he just picked one and discarded the other one. It was like really bad.
Disgusting.
So gross.
Disgusting. You guys are creepers. Get some age appropriate broads.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Especially Drake. Well, like R. Kelly. Like, these guys could have anybody they want, but they have predilections.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
monsters.
They pick people because they can.
Yeah.
R. Kelly is the worst.
Yeah.
And I really am not a fan of R&B. God damn if I don't love that Ignition remix. It's such a good song.
I mean, the guy could sing. He could really.
I hate all this music except for that.
I like
that
a lot
song.
Of Michael Jackson songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he was a boy
HBO
bugger.
Is airing its documentary about his child molestation.
Homeboy,
but you gotta separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
Like sports, you couldn't watch sports like a team, because chances are any team you watch, there's somebody on there who's a complete monster you gotta cheer for.
Right.
You have to separate the art from the artist.
I gotta agree.
Yeah, like fuck Chris Brown. Go Google Rihanna's face.
Oh, fuck Chris
Take
Brown.
Another look at it.
Yeah, his art sucks, though.
He never ever had to.
Yeah, his art is bad.
He had no real consequences of that. No charges were ever filed.
Also,
which is crazy to me.
Also, I believe I showed it to you on this show before. He has one of the grossest looking dicks I've ever seen in my life. It's so long and disgusting. Gross.
All right, moving on.
Yep.
The world's richest couple, Jeff Bezos and his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie, headed for Splitsville. Bezos announced via tweet just days before his 55th birthday. The tweet said, "We want to make people aware of a development in our lives. As our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we have decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends."
Yeah.
And then...
Do you have some of those texts?
He was spotted in a nightclub with someone that looked like their friend, Lauren Sanchez, wife of Hollywood super agent Patrick Weitzel, who are also headed for divorce. So it seems that Bezos and Sanchez are hooking up.
Yeah, what's this Bezos doing in a fucking nightclub? The guy's 55 years old.
Yeah.
Getting a dirty Sanchez.
Lauren was hired. She's a helicopter pilot. She was also a host on Good Day LA.
Oh, she used to be the anchor on Channel 13 here in LA. She was a fixture, and she was also for a while a sports anchor on Fox Sports West, I believe. And one time she said she was reading the prompter and she said, "Pete Sampras is the greatest player of his ERA," which I thought was very funny. And then she also could never pronounce the cities. Like, even though I think she's from here. She went to USC. But when she's on Channel 13, she'd be like, "There was a robbery today in Glendale." Oh, you mean Glendale? You talking about Glendale? Anyway, she has a kid with Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, she has a kid with former NFL star Tony Gonzalez. Then she married Patrick Weitzel. They have a couple of kids together.
Yeah.
And now it looks like she's moved on to multi-billionaire Jeff Bezos. So, and these, just to reiterate, these two couples were friends.
Yeah.
They both have houses in Seattle. Yeah. They've known each other for a few years.
This is like the pitchers on the Yankees
Simon
in the 70s.
Simon Cowell did do that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. These guys will creep. You got to watch out for these rich fucks. They will just fucking swoop in on your woman. Look out. Also, Lauren Sanchez, she was pretty good back in the day. Like, she's kind of done a lot of shit to her face, but don't sleep on her about 20 years ago.
Probably the saddest thing about this for Bezos is that this split would see Mackenzie exiting their marriage with a net worth of nearly $68 billion, dropping Jeff to just the fifth richest person on the planet.
And she would become
richest woman in the world.
Yeah. I saw people that like, "Oh, it's too much for, you know, why she shouldn't get all that money." But people don't understand is that she supported him when he was chasing his dream.
That's right.
Like, she was the one working and supporting the family while he built the company.
Yeah, he's selling books out of a garage.
Yeah, exactly.
But these texts, it's like those weird texts you get from some Russian site where it sort of sounds like humans talking, but it's some sort of AI thing.
Is like when Russell Wilson,
young woman, I find you much attractive. Yes, it's the weirdest text.
Like when Russell Wilson tried to send a loving tweet to Ciara.
I haven't seen the text.
He Googled it. Let's. Ed, do you have the text?
I'm searching like crazy. It's really odd.
Are these texts between Lauren and Jeff?
Yeah, and the Inquirer. Oh, it's so bad. It was like, "Hello, young lady." It's something weird. It's just, it doesn't work.
I got him right here. Hold on. Let's see here. "You know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you, listen and laugh. I basically, all caps, want to be with you! 3 exclamation points. Then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and this is like trapped in the closet, and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you and have coffee with you. That's very loving. He wants to be able to see.
There's one that's really weird.
Let's see. I don't have them all here. You make me better.
I love, here it is. Yeah. I love you, comma, alive girl. Alive girl?
What? Is it a space live girl or alive girl? Maybe he alive. Just likes that she's not dead.
Like, hey, I just want you to know I don't fuck cadavers.
She has,
I love alive girl.
She has a second career. She's a helicopter pilot for movie shoots. And I think he like booked her on a gig, like a long-term gig where he's like, hey, I want to hire you for this thing we're doing in Hawaii. And it was like 6 weeks. So he could just.
I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in.
That's so horrible.
She was hired to work on one of Bezos's projects called Blue Origin, a space launch company, as a helicopter pilot. Yeah. So she's been shooting aerial shots for that.
Yeah, amongst other things.
All right. So
she's been shooting shots and he's been shooting shots. You know what I mean?
I want everybody to text their significant other and say, I want to smell you alive, girl. See how it goes. And report back to us. I want to breathe you in, alive girl.
Well, I hope this works out for them. What else, Kate?
Gwyneth Paltrow shared during an appearance on Live with Kelly and Ryan this week, or it's actually last week, that her ex-husband, Coldplay frontman, none other than Chris Martin, came along on her recent honeymoon with new husband Brad Falchuk.
Mm.
Also present
husband?
Was all of their children. So Gwyneth remarried. Oh, she got married to producer Brad Falchuk.
Brad,
and they producer. Had
Brad Falchuk.
Falchuk?
No, I'm making fun of him.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they had a honeymoon, I think, in the Maldives or somewhere, and she invited Chris, her ex-husband, and their children. And Brad also invited his children from his previous marriage.
Some honeymoon.
So it was a whole family
pilot
affair.
Episode of the Brady Bunch where all the kids are involved. Get out of here.
Honeymoons are for balls deeping. Like, what is this? Like, see the kid, take the kids on another vacation another time.
Hey, they're good friends, you know?
Unbelievable.
Charlie Sheen has gone and gotten himself sober.
This is the craziest thing I heard
shocking,
all week.
Yeah. Shocking what? News.
He's been sober for a year.
Yes. What? He said that the 53-year-old actor revealed he was 1 year sober and he's determined
AIDS.
For a change in lifestyle. And this may have to do with his diagnosis with HIV, which he revealed in 2015. So, you know, good for him.
Good for him, for sure.
Apparently, he's been sober before for 11 years. So,
that's a lot of people.
From the ages of 0 through 11?
Right.
Yes, fucking way. I call bullshit on that one.
But he looks totally, like, he looks more healthy, and he just looks, you know how people get sober and their appearance totally changes?
Yeah.
That's how he looks.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. Chaz Sheen. He's pretty good in Platoon.
No, but another drug-troubled actor, Tom Sizemore.
Ooh,
I don't know
also
if anyone watched
actor.
His reality show.
I saw it.
Which was very sad, but it was like gripping TV because he was basically on meth.
Yeah, he's like smoking meth in his car on the reality show.
Yeah, great talent, but like he hasn't been able to get out of his own
way. Yeah, he was also, he was in the Twin Peaks reboot, which I never made it all the way through, but I do intend to finish at some point. He was also on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Was arrested in Burbank last week on misdemeanor drug possession charges.
I mean, the guy's fucking
amazing.
He
consented to a vehicle search and various illegal narcotics were discovered.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor.
I mean, the guy was good.
Yep. Yeah, drugs will fuck you up.
Maybe Charlie Sheen can be a sponsor.
So, some emails reveal Louis C.K. may have given Melngalis's spouse.
Sounds Greek.
Yeah. May have given her an STD.
Oof.
I'm thinking
it sounds like HPV.
Oh, my God. Just really.
The wheels really
also, these
have come
texts,
off on
that, these yeah, sorry, agreed. These emails that have come to light are also very uncomfortable.
Oh, let's hear
so
one.
So Louise says stuff like this to her: "My brain has thoughts about you in it, somewhere between 27 and 93 and a half."
For a guy that's known to have a way with words, I mean, that's crazy. It's pussy, though.
He says a bunch of shit. Yeah. It's, he's basically saying, he says stuff like this: "Our generation has this stuff. The next generation will be all inoculated and will have sex with electric glass penises and digital vaginas, and they'll get software viruses instead."
He's like,
"It's part of life."
He's like, "Our generation has this stuff." And she's like, "Yeah, I didn't have it until I met you."
Well, then
you
he kind of says,
stuff.
"I should have worn a condom. And, you should have
And
made
by generation,
me.
I mean, yeah. My penis has this stuff.
Yes, exactly. I call my
I've
this,
never heard
this
of this
generation.
Chick, but they do call her in the article that I'm quoting a fraudster restaurateur. So now I'm going to have to look.
Now, I need to
her.
Know, like, can a rubber, a condom, does that protect from herpes and HPV? Because what?
I think so.
No, because you could have lesions, like, on the balls or whatnot. Oh, and you're, like,
well,
still
I mean,
touching.
What? If you have lesions,
well, only if
there's
you
more
have
going
an
on
open
there.
Sore yeah. as well.
Right. Oh, is that how it works?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm clean. My shit is clean. I'm all, like, I'm good to go.
I'm basically a virgin.
Yeah, I am a virgin. I didn't mean to tell you.
I admit, I had sex twice. Those are my two boys. That's it. That's all I got.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hoping for a third one of these days.
My shit is clean over here.
Not kids, just sex.
What else, Kate?
The story just drives me crazy. I hate this guy. Logan Paul.
He does the splits. Wait, no. Oh, yeah. He's the one that does
yeah,
the splits.
Yeah, in the suicide forest, right?
Yeah.
Back on his bullshit. A little over a year after he faced backlash for posting a video of a man who died by suicide in that suicide forest in Japan. Yeah. In the latest episode of his podcast called, wait for it, Impulsive.
Oh my fucking God.
He discussed his goals for 2019 with what this article refers to as Twitter legend Brother Nature. Familiar?
Get the fuck out of here. No.
What are these
Ed,
words?
Can you Google Brother Nature?
I don't know Brother Nature.
I'm Googling right now.
He says, so our New Year's resolution, we're vegan now and we're sober. Complaining, making a face. And then he says, February is fatal February. We're going to go opposite. So one day steaks, big bottles of Tito's and shit, just wiling out.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Asking about March, Brother Nature said, so you're going to be vegan and sober again? He said, what is it? Male-only March? We're going to attempt to go gay for just 1 month. So this is not going over well, as you can imagine. Seems a little insensitive.
Yeah.
And he's just an idiot.
What's Brother Nature's deal?
So he has 4 million followers.
Oh my God.
He's 20-year-old Kevin Pena. He likes to take pictures with his pets, including his beloved doe, Canela, chimpanzees, squirrel monkeys, and goats.
Oh my God, I hate this guy.
And he had to apologize in October. For they went through old tweets. He had a Heil Hitler message, white power. Want to hear a joke? Women's rights.
It depresses me.
How
can
he be white power?
It depresses me beyond words that this is the kind of bullshit that our kids are going to grow up reading and being exposed to, and this is going to be like the norm.
Oh, my.
Another tweet. When I grow up, I want to be like Chris Brown. So if my girlfriend tried to look through my phone while driving, I can choke and punch her.
Oh my God! What a piece of shit, Brother Nature.
Yeah. I hate. Blues.
Yeah. So I guess to cap that story, I guess what I'm saying is
Logan Paul is
a dickhead.
Oh, but he wants to go gay.
Yeah,
also, right?
He's gonna go.
He's gonna
gay
suck
from
some
us.
Dicks.
Yeah,
he's
hopefully like, he sucks a bunch of dicks.
He's like, April's gay month, so I'm gonna be sucking some dicks in April.
Know. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Lastly, but not leastly, Pete Davidson has a new theory to explain why his ex-fiance Ariana Grande once made a TMI remark about what he's packing below the belt.
He's got a big ass dick.
He said,
"My dick is so goddamn big."
He's like, "It's kind of mean, but also a genius move. Everything's huge to her. Why would she tell everyone that I have a huge penis? So that every girl who sees my dick for the rest of my life is disappointed."
Right, right. That's, see, he's doubling down on the rumor. He's saying that so you'll know that he really does have the biggest dick.
No, it really is big.
Yeah, exactly. What a son of a bitch. Although he has been cursed with the rest of him.
So mean.
Like, he's pretty funny.
I always found their coupling
but nobody's figured it out. Odd.
Yeah, he's
They do not go together.
Now he's tagging Beckinsale.
What is happening?
Because everybody's gotten the...
He must be very funny slash charming.
And this is the deal with the rumor, though. The people are like, I gotta find out. I gotta find out.
Well, if anyone has any info about Pete Davidson's dong... Yeah. Please email us at the Baller Lifestyle.
If you've had a half night stand with Pete Davidson, or you were with him during cuffing season, or you know he's a pie hunter, let us know.
And also, while we're at it, how loud is he?
Yeah, does he, Pete Davidson, is he a loud comer? Hold on, I wasn't ready for that, Ed.
Sorry.
Pete Davidson, are you a... You like this song? Let's just remove your headphones.
Coming over.
Such a princess.
It's very like being growled
at. Well, and at the end he does grunting sounds, which are... Here's the bridge. I mean, this one doesn't have it. This is a short one. Who's that loud comer, Pete Davidson? Okay, Kate McManus. Anything else?
That wraps it up for this week.
Okay, excellent job.
Thanks for tuning in.
By you, Ed Daly. Fantastic work on your end.
Great job, us.
Yes, for Ed Daly, for Kate McManus. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 251 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Yes, the Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports, the culture, and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud comers, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.